It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. Today's breaking art news came to my inbox in the wee hours of the morning in the form of a press release from Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art. Rest assured, this internationally renowned museum is not merging with LACMA or partnering with the National Gallery, options previously under consideration to save this flailing institution. MoCA's trustees have announced that the museum will remain independent, financed by $60 million in commitments and a plan to eventually triple the museum endowment to $100 million. And needless to say, I find it rather ominous that the name of MoCA's director Jeffrey Deitch is virtually nowhere to be found, either in today's press release or in the most recent articles in Los Angeles Times and New York Times. On the one hand, I want to congratulate MoCA's trustees who woke up, at last, and smelled the coffee. But I wonder if they realize that money alone will not resolve the museum's problem. Will MoCA be hiring a new chief curator to replace the pushed-out Paul Schimmel? Will Jeffrey Deitch keep his job? I welcome you, my listeners, to offer your input. What do you think MoCA needs to do to get back on track? Well, here are my two cents. We don't need yet another banal art star exhibition from the likes of Jeff Koons. It's embarrassing that a nationally and internationally recognized artist like our own Mark Bradford recently had a high-profile exhibition traveling to Boston, Dallas, San Francisco, Chicago, seemingly everywhere, but not here in L.A. But thanks to Blum and Poor, one of our major galleries, we have an exceptional show of new works by Los Angeles artist extraordinaire Henry Taylor. I've been a big fan of his since discovering his work at a small show at Santa Monica Museum of Art a few years ago. His current show, occupying all three ground floor galleries of Blum and Poor in Culver City, has the weight and gravitas of a full-scale museum exhibition. Any contemporary art institution worth its salt would be happy to have it. The vast space of the main gallery has been turned into a freshly plowed field, its floor covered with a thick layer of soil. In a jarring juxtaposition, in the center of this field, sits a long formal dining table surrounded by the Chippendale chairs and lit by a beautiful crystal chandelier. The genteel owners of this luxurious setting are noticeably absent, while large portraits of African-American farm workers hang on the walls. These are the only images we are confronted with in this deeply metaphorical setting in reference to the troubled pages in American history. Each of these monumental works is both an eloquent portrait and at the same time a roughly executed painting. All of them have an iconic presence. For his source material and inspiration, Henry Taylor turned to Depression-era photographs of anonymous farm workers. The exhibition allowed me to absorb their untold narratives worthy of an epic novel, each portrait worth of proverbial thousand words. So, my friends, hurry up and see this exceptional exhibition before it closes at the end of this week. And if you haven't encountered the art of Henry Taylor yet, this is your chance to discover a truly remarkable local talent still flying under the Los Angeles Museum radar. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.